Blog Talk Radio.
Time with Pastor Steph.
Good morning. Rise and shine. You're on with this due time with Pastor Steph. How are you this morning? That's what I like to hear. For this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. So, where were you yesterday? Yesterday was Wow Wednesday. And we got to talking with our girlfriend Viv and the women of worship. And our socially conscious segment, Vivian talked about that Facebook class action lawsuit. Remember that from last year? Did you fill out your little form to get your dollars from Facebook because they were selling information, our private information? Oh, if you didn't, I don't know if there's still time, but for those of us who did, we're still waiting. Mm-hmm. There's an appeal that is being made regarding this settlement, and they're saying that it's not going to be coming up until sometime in 2025. So get ready to wait. And if, you know, you are due some money, don't think you're going to be breaking the bank. It's only going to be about $35. So just get your piggy bank ready. Okay? All righty. What else did we talk about? Well, we talked about the parking ticket scams. Now, if you see a parking ticket on your car, don't rush to pay it via that QR code that's on the parking ticket, because they're saying that some of these are actually fake. And if you use that QR code, you can get your information stolen. So log on to the real site and just make sure that the information that's on the parking ticket matches the information that's on the internet, and just pay it through the internet. I'd rather be safe than sorry, but whatever you do, do not use the QR code, okay? All righty. Well, we also talked about the young man, the special needs young man, who a couple of years ago attacked a teacher's aide. Yes, when she went to take the game console away from him during class, when it was time to, you know, finish playing the game, she thought it was safe because she had a good relationship with him. Well, unfortunately, he responded by physically attacking her. And he did do some bit of damage to her. And now they just got finished with the lawsuit. And unfortunately, they have sentenced him to 5 years. Now, it appears that it's 5 years in prison. And we know that that's not the proper place for him. So we're going to keep this situation lifted up in prayer that he does not end up going to prison, because that will definitely not be suitable for his needs. Yes. Okay. All righty. Well, we also got to talking about this new trend where the stars have pushed the idea of being married and sleeping apart. You know, I did ask, was this something that God would be happy about? And I allowed the ladies to weigh in and see how they felt about it. Well, nobody agreed with that particular practice. For numerous reasons. First of all, do you really want the enemy to be in either one of your beds when you're not sleeping together? You know, this is the thing where they're complaining about, you know, somebody's hot and somebody's cold and, you know, we got to share the blanket and somebody's pulling the blanket and, you know, we're not comfortable being in the same bed together. And, you know, it's the one couple was even sleeping in bunk beds. Yeah. And everyone agreed that, A, it is definitely not something that God would want, as we are, you know, entering a danger zone. And also an awareness that as you are older and possibly, you know, there's some work schedules and ministries that are existing, you may walk into that practice. However, it's not cookie cutter. It is not a one-size-fit-all. Is God okay with that arrangement for you and your spouse? And pretty much that's what we need to make sure of. All right, so, you know, be careful of the trends you jump on, especially those of us who are in the Lord. You can't follow everything, you know, can't do everything everyone else does, okay? So be careful and always go before the Lord before you do anything, okay? Okay. Well, that's how we spend our Wednesday. Well, today is Therapeutic Thursday. Yes, today we talk about our health, whether it's physical, emotional, mental, you know, spiritual, financial. It's so broad here on this Due Time with Pastor Steph. You just don't know what we're going to talk about today. Well, today we got a treat. It's not brand new, but a treat nonetheless. And I can't wait to get our morning started. All right, so make sure you go and get that healthy breakfast. Make sure you tell somebody that it's Due Time with Pastor Steph is on. And whatever you do, don't go anywhere, because we will be right back.
Five tips for protecting your child's eyes. Spend time outdoors. Regular outdoor activity can reduce the chance a child will become short-sighted. Studies suggest around 2 hours of outdoor time each day is ideal to help protect your child's vision. Put screens away at bedtime. Using mobile phones or tablet devices directly before bed can interfere with sleep. It is a good idea to switch off devices an hour before turning in for the night. Protect eyes from the sun. Good quality sunglasses help to protect a child's eyes by blocking out harmful UV rays. Eat a healthy diet. Eating 5 portions of fruit and vegetables each day helps keep eyes healthy. Vitamins found in oily fish and green leafy vegetables are particularly beneficial for your eyes. Book a sight test. Children under the age of 16 are eligible for an NHS-funded sight test and financial help towards the cost of glasses or contact lenses. Children should be seen by an optometrist around the age of 3. After this, it is a good idea to take them for a sight test every 2 years or as often as is recommended by the optometrist.
Good morning and good morning again. Welcome back to It's Due Time with Pastor Steph. And it is Therapeutic Thursday, the day we talk about our health. And we do it big over here on It's Due Time on Thursdays when we're talking about our health. And we're giving God thanks, first of all, for being so generous and so kind as to wake us up this morning and allow us to be a part of his day. Yeah. So let's get this conversation started so we are prepared to move into our morning for our guest. She's not really a guest, but she's a guest nonetheless. All righty. Well, what are we talking about this morning? Well, for those of you who may not know, August is Eye Awareness Month, and as you just heard from our PSA, you want to make sure that your children get their eyes checked on a regular basis. You want to make sure that those eyes are constantly not in a device. Take a break. Take a break. You know, our children's eyes are really delicate as they're developing at this early stage, and a lot of that screen time will do some damage. Well, I stepped into an article, and these are things that the doctors say you should never, ever do. Okay? All right. They say that, you know, our vision is declining on a regular basis. And there are things that we can help, you know, to keep them, things we can do to help keep them from deteriorating, and things that we may not be able to do. But we're going to talk about the things that we should never do, ever do. Okay, and that way we can make sure that we don't walk into any infection and damage to our eyes, okay? All right. Number one, they say don't sleep in your contact lenses. ever. Now, you know, I remember years and years and years ago, I used to wear contacts, and that was one of the things that they told you. And then they started selling contact lenses that you could sleep in. And I so didn't think that was healthy. No. Although they said that, you know, you could go to sleep with those in your eyes. Why? If you've ever worn contact lenses, that's not something you're going to want to do. And they say that, you know, because people wear their contacts and they get exhausted, or they may be out drinking and they may kind of pass out with the contact lenses on, or figure they take a little nap and keep their contacts on while they're napping, it's really, really not a good practice. And they're saying that when you sleep in your contact lenses, it allows for the microbes and the bacteria from the contact lens to multiply, especially if you're keeping them on overnight. Yeah. So that says that can definitely lead to further complications, excuse me. You may develop a corneal ulcer, which definitely can threaten your vision and lead to the need for a corneal transplant. Okay, so you definitely do not want to sleep in those contact lenses. Two, they said don't stare closely at a screen for too long without taking breaks. You know, I watch people and they're just scrolling and scrolling and scrolling in these phones. And whether it's a phone or a laptop or iPad or Kindle, it will definitely strain your eyes, okay? And there's a condition called myopia that young people can develop. So they say practice the 20-20-20 rule, and that's taking a 20-second break every 20 minutes to look at something 20 feet away. Okay, and doing so will definitely help with your overall eye health. Okay, so make sure you practice that 20-20-20 rule. All righty. Don't put off eye exams is number three. Yeah. Definitely make sure you get those regular eye exams. And it should be between a year and a year and a half based on what you're told. Okay, and I know, you know, if you're using health insurance and things like that, they have their time that they'll pay for, you know, your eye exam, and you don't have to come out of pocket, but make sure you stick to that, okay? They say dilate your eye exams get your eyes dilated during the eye exams, which is definitely something that happens when we are older. Okay, they're concerned that, you know, older people do not develop retinopathy. Okay, and they say that they watch because they say this bleeding within the retina can progress to swelling within the retina, cataracts, glaucoma, and development of new leaky blood vessels that can cause sudden loss of vision. Okay, so you definitely want to try to prevent that from actually happening. All right? So don't put off those eye exams. Don't ignore a sudden vision change. Yeah, they're talking about those little floaters or spots in your vision or the flashing lights when those bother you and things like that. They say those can be warning signs of retinal tear. Break or hole in your retinal area of your eye. So make sure you are following up when you have these vision changes. Okay, they're saying if that retina does get detached, it will require surgical treatment. So anything that you're developing that's new, get to that eye doctor and get it checked out. Okay? Ooh, ladies. They say don't leave makeup on overnight. Wow. They say under lubricating the eyes is an often overlooked part of symptomatic eye issues. Wow. So you want to make sure you take those that makeup off your eyes so that you don't develop any issues with your eyes. Yeah. You know, sometimes I know, you know, listen, being in front of the camera, you know, you put that makeup on, and sometimes you are so tired. And getting that makeup off your face is a job. It's almost like as grueling as putting it on. And they're warning us, ladies, that failing to remove your eye makeup can lead to eye infections. Okay, so, you know, the lubrication of your eyes are really important. And make sure you get that makeup off your face. Okay? Don't stare at the sun. They say don't ever look directly at the sun. They say, you know, with that solar eclipse where so many people were attempting to look at the sun through those sunglasses or the homemade sunglasses, you know, that's definitely not something that we should be practicing. Oh, boy. That is definitely a no-no for any reason. Yeah, I don't know how many were out there looking at the sun and that solar eclipse business was going on. But if you're going to do things like that, whenever this comes around, make sure you have on the proper glasses. And don't stare at the sun too long. I remember them saying, you know, just don't stand there with those glasses on. Just, you know. No. Okay. All righty. Well, I am happy to come across this one because, you know, people with certain habits, you just can't tell anything to. Well, they're bringing up smoking or vaping. They say those are two things that you can do that is terrible for your eyes. They say that smoke destroys parts of your eyes, such as that retina we were talking about a couple of minutes ago. And you don't know what's happening to your eyes. You ever notice when a person smokes, they always got their eyes kind of, you know, like scrunched up? Yeah, and that's because the smoke is getting in their eyes and it ain't all that comfortable. All right, so they say that smoking is actually connected with cataract formation. Wow. So You know, let me tell you something. This bone connected to that bone, that stuff is real. We ain't talking about bones specifically, but we are talking about things that we do that affect other things that we have no idea that's being affected. So listen, that smoking and that vaping, and including smoking weed, y'all, that is definitely something that could mess with your eyes. Okay? They say do not rinse your contact lenses with tap water. Mm-mm. That tap water is definitely not inclusive of the solution that those contact lenses need to come in contact with. So, listen, I say it like this. It's just like smoking. You ever see somebody who smokes but who's always begging for a cigarette? Don't get these things if you cannot maintain this stuff. So if you can't afford to get solution on a regular basis, then don't wear contacts. Just put your glasses on. Call it a day, all right? So let's make sure that, you know, you are not taking a shortcut or doing something as an emergency, you know, quote, unquote, all right? So let's make sure we take care properly. Last but not least, make sure you eat a balanced diet. Yeah, you know, we've been doing our little, you know, list of things that are good for us and all that kind of stuff, and we are coming up with more and more information regarding the things that we eat have an effect on our eyes, whether it can keep us from seeing or help us to see better. So those are the things that the doctors are saying you should never, ever, ever do. And that's don't sleep with your contact lenses. Don't stare closely at a screen for too long without breaks. Remember that 20-20-20 rule. All right. You want me to give you that again? All right. 20-second break every 20 minutes to look at something 20 feet away. Don't put off your eye exams. Don't ignore sudden vision changes. Don't sleep with your makeup on, especially overnight. Don't stare at the sun. That's smoking and vaping. Don't do it. It's hurting your eyes. Don't rinse your contact lenses in tap water. And don't eat an unbalanced diet. Make sure you eat a balanced diet so that you are always on the side of seeing better and better and better. Because as we get older, you know, our vision shifts. So whether we are on it or not, we're going to have some issues with our vision. So you want to make sure that you are doing whatever you can do to make sure your vision stays at its best. Okay? All righty. Well, starting earlier this year, we were blessed to include every couple of months such a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful woman of God who is definitely aware of that food and how it benefits your body and how it can tear your body up. And if you missed our conference, our Breaking the Yoke Women's Conference on July 27th that just passed. Boy, did you miss a treat. Now, our sister Athena has been with us a couple of times already, but to actually see her live, up close and personal, was an amazing experience. And we were so excited to showcase what God has given her. And she did a fine job, to say the least. So go back into our archives and get her other segments, as well as, I believe, she might be on our YouTube channel. I got to check. I'll find that out before she finishes. But without any further delay, let's say good morning to our sister, our woman of God, Athena Dent Allen. Good morning, Athena.
Greetings, greetings. Blessings to the new day, everyone. Pastor Stephanie and the Due Time Podcast family, thank you so much for having me again. Wake up, wake up, wake up, everyone.
Oh, we're so excited to have you on with all of the juicy, juicy, juicy stuff that God is giving you for us. And before we go any further, let's talk to, before we begin to talk to you, please just give us a brief synopsis of who Athena Dent Allen is.
Okay, everyone. So, again, thank you so much for having me on this platform. I am a daughter, a mother of two beautiful sons. One son has autism. I am a wife of 21 years to my wonderful husband. And I've been blessed to do so many wonderful things in my life. Being a former social worker, nursing assistant, and I currently do community advocacy. I've been doing that for 30 years. I mentor youth, and I'm an award-winning author. I've been an author for 15 years, self-published. I have 6 books released, and I'm also a screenwriter and a ghostwriter and editor. And I've been a writer for 42 years. I use writing to educate, heal, and inspire others. Everybody has a story to tell. So when I decided that once I started publishing my books, that wasn't enough just to sell books. So I implement my books into various programs, like my young adult book. I've implemented that successfully into 3 youth programs, because I just think it's important that people know that you're not alone, that you can always begin again where you are, and that your life is worth living. And to pay homage to my father, who I say was the messenger of health, after studying nutrition since I was 14, I decided to go back to school to become a certified health coach. So here I am. I'm here to share gems with you today, and I hope that you will take those gems and put them in your treasure chest. Thank you, Stephanie.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Athena. So, you know, this month, we're, you know, it's funny what you gave me as our topic, because it was like in my head, being that I'm experiencing some changes in my body and some difficulties, you know, just kind of passing through my head, like, what can I eat instead? Just yesterday, I was like, what can I eat instead of such and such a thing? And sure enough, you give me our topic for today, comparison from the worst to the best choices of food. And what a blessing to have someone who's so knowledgeable, because you've kind of done this in our previous segments. Now, I don't have a script in front of me, like I normally can pull up something. I did not pull up anything, so I am unarmed. So I'm going to ask that you give me a couple of like breaks, you know, so that I can ask any questions, and because I don't want to interrupt you. We don't want to break the beautiful stuff you've got to tell us. So let's talk. What you got for us today, I like to say.
So as those of us who are discovering ourselves, we want to live longer. We want to feel better. We want to eat better. Sometimes you don't know where to start. And that's just a natural way of being. We've become accustomed to what our grandparents ate, what our parents ate. A lot of what we eat is cultural, passed down from generation to generation. But also we are bombarded with commercialism through advertisement, whether it be on billboards or commercials on your television or internet, with so many different types of foods that look enticing to you. But when you start eating them over time, you realize that it's not so enticing to your body, so you want to give it up. You know, honey buns, Doritos, eating a lot of meat. You don't want to eat it anymore because your body is telling you, I don't like this. And, you know, and how your body speaks to you is through pain. You know, the reason why I say that is a lot of times people think that pain, it comes from whether you may have slept the wrong way, or maybe you ate too much, or maybe it's just a part of your aging process. But pain is your body's way of telling you that something is wrong. Something is wrong with what you ate or how you ate it. And it's not agreeing with your body. So you sometimes it's hard to pinpoint, well, what did I eat that upset my stomach? That's making me itch, that's making my ankles or knees swell. So once you kind of pinpoint those foods, you're like, okay, I need not eat this anymore, but what can I eat? So today's segment, which is segment number 3, I want to talk about how you can transition, letting go of the bad foods and taking in the good foods.
Okay. I actually like that introduction because, like I said just yesterday, you know, I've been going through this issue with my health. My body is changing. My body is not doing what it used to do. It's doing a whole lot of other new things or things it used to do, and now it had stopped, and now it's back. And you know, again, like I said, I was like, well, okay, you know what? I know I shouldn't be eating so-and-so, but I'm going to have to do some research to find out what I can eat. So this is a wonderful, wonderful topic to talk about today. So let's get started.
Okay, so let's start with breakfast. So a lot of complaints that I've heard over the years, especially as people become more busier, you know, the way the world is now with the economy, jobs, and real estate, people have to work two jobs or work one full-time job, one part-time job, or they're doing a full-time job and they're in school. And the thing is, I don't have time to eat. I'm just going to grab something and go. So we grab a bagel with some cream cheese. We'll grab bacon, a BLT, bacon, lettuce, and tomatoes, sausage and eggs. And all of these processed foods cause inflammation. So you notice, you know, you're eating in your car, the bus, the cab, the train, you get to work, and then you next thing you know, your stomach is churning, it's making these noises. And that's because your stomach is not agreeing with the kind of food that you ate. Or sometimes you notice that your ankles are swelling. That's an adverse effect from the food that has been digested. So one thing I tell people, breakfast is the most important meal of the day. Now, I've met people who skip breakfast, but they eat lunch and dinner. But you have to remember, your body thrives off of food because food turns into energy into your bloodstream. So it's important to start your day with breakfast. So if there's anybody who can't afford a blender, one of the things that you can have in the morning instead of that bagel with cream cheese, because cream cheese is dairy, very hard to digest, especially for those who are lactose intolerant. That bagel, I call it a hockey puck. Bagels are very hard to digest because it's hard bread. So you want to take in food that is going to go down easy into your colon and will pass out just the same. So you can start your day with a smoothie. Pick all of your favorite fruits. The base can be almond milk, coconut milk. Now you have cashew milk, oat milk. Pick whichever one. Put it at 2 cups. You can put strawberries, raspberries, blueberries, banana, whatever your favorite food is. Or if you want to go green, you can put kale, cucumber. So those of you who are trying to slim down, you're trying to take off a few extra pounds, there's either ways you can go. You can do cucumber and kale. You can make it green. Or you can go on the flip side and put those beautiful colors of berries in there. And just to keep up the nutrients in your muscles, you can put a protein powder. So that's one way you can go with breakfast. Or you can whip up a bowl of cereal. Doesn't take long. There's all kinds of, now I'm not talking about Fruit Loops. Let's leave Fruit Loops and chocolate. We're not talking about that because that's loaded with red number 40, yellow number 5 and 6. We don't want to start our day like that. So let's leave those cereals alone. We have granola. You have all of the whole grain cereals. It does not take long because what you can do, you can put the dry cereal in a container and you can pour some milk and like a coffee mug with a lid and you can take that to work. So there's alternatives to eating healthy for breakfast. Or if you don't want cold cereal and if you don't want a smoothie, you can have oatmeal. Oatmeal can be made great in so many different ways. You know, you can put a little honey, put a little almond. And the reason why I'm explaining to stay away from dairy, which is cow's milk, it has a lot of mucus. So anybody who's listening who is asthmatic should not be taking in dairy. Milk, I know a lot of times people add butter to their oatmeal and the milk. That actually kills all of the good fiber that your body needs. So those are the options for breakfast. So I'm
okay,
going to...
Okay, wait, so wait. Okay, wait. You know, we were just talking the other day about, this is why education is so key. Because we were just talking the other day about how our grandparents and our parents used to make the oatmeal, and they made oatmeal with the butter, the sugar, and the canned milk. And like you said, two of those right there for asthmatics is dangerous. You know, it's unhealthy for them. And I was actually talking to an asthmatic. So we really, you know, back then I'm sure, you know, their parents, grandparents, nobody understood, you know, that if, you know, while they were giving the child, you know, that milk and butter, they had no idea that this is what was going on. And I don't know if back then they were an asthmatic as young as that. But, of course, that's the way you're raised. So you're going to automatically, you know, get older and you're going to start doing that. Give us, please, two things I want to ask you about this breakfast area. One, please give us what else you can put in that oatmeal so that people are not, you know, feeling deprived of their dairy during for the oatmeal.
So I just want to give you a suggestion on how you can make that oatmeal delicious. You can put, instead of cow's milk, you have, like I said, you have a variety of milks. You have almond milk. You have coconut milk. For those of you who like cashews, you have cashew milk. And you have oat milk. Oat milk is made from oats. So you're putting oats on oats, and that's okay too. And you can sweeten it with a little cinnamon, a little nutmeg, and you can either use honey. I suggest staying away from white sugar. So you can either use honey, raw, unfiltered honey, and agave. Agave is a syrup that comes from a plant. And you need just a teaspoon because it's very sweet, but it's natural. It's a natural sweetener. So agave is spelled A-G-A-V-E. And you can find that in any supermarket or health food store, Costco's, BJ's. They all carry agave. So, and once you mix that up, it's delicious. Delicious. Now, I have to say that there are people who suffer from celiac disease, which is basically the proteins of the food that you ate, which is oats, it's not breaking down in your body. So those of you who suffer from celiac disease, people like that cannot eat oats. So an alternative, again, you have other food like whole grain bread. Now they have gluten-free bread, so you can put a little jam on there, strawberry, blueberry jam. They have all kinds of jam. And also eggs. Eggs are good. I know people, eggs are high in cholesterol. It's, again, moderation. You don't need to eat 3 eggs a day. 2 eggs a day are good. That's a great breakfast with your whole grain bread. Because eggs have a lot of vitamin E. Vitamin E is very good. It's excellent for your neurological system. So I encourage, and if you're lactose intolerant, like me, I don't eat eggs. But for those of you that can, you should. Moderation. You don't have to have eggs every day for breakfast. You alternate. One day smoothie, one day cold cereal, another day your whole grain bread and some scrambled eggs or sunny side up or however you like to fix it up.
Okay. Now, the second thing, thank you for helping us with that. Now, the second thing I want to bring up is the cold cereal. And like you said, it shouldn't be the Fruit Loops and, you know, all the other Captain Crunch and all of that kind of stuff. But what would be a good cereal outside of the granola brand and things like that? What about Raisin Bran? Is that good?
Love Raisin Bran. Raisin Bran, Special K, you know, those cereals are very highly promoted through commercials and advertisements. Now, the issue with that is all of them contain wheat. And I know I spoke about that in the last segment, Wheat is very high in gluten. And what gluten does, it prevents the absorption of calcium into your bone. Now, as you get older, your bones actually shrink, and you actually lose vitamins and minerals from your body as you get older. So wheat is actually not a good thing to eat. I've met people who are suffering from arthritis, sciatica, their knees are swollen, a lot of pain in the back, in their joints. I suggest that you stay away from wheat. Wheat is very high in gluten. So a lot of those cereals that you just mentioned, Special K and Raisin Bran, the first ingredient when you turn it over and read the ingredients is wheat, whole wheat. So
yes.
And to counteract that, you have a lot of cereals that are made with rice, brown rice, mm-hmm. brown rice flour, quinoa, spelt. So you have a lot of the natural cereals. So now, one cereal that you can actually eat is the rice cereal, which is very good. Rice Chex.
Yes.
Rice Chex.
Yes.
That's an alternative that you can have for breakfast. They have that in cinnamon. They have, now they have it in blueberry. There's no artificial flavoring or coloring. And then they also have other, the great thing was happening now as people are becoming more health conscious, companies are paying attention and they're creating a lot of gluten-free cereals for people to eat, to have better choices for breakfast. So that's why I always say, when you go to the supermarket to shop for the food that you're going to feed yourself and your family, take a few minutes, pick up and read the ingredients. That's very important. Most people do not do that because they buy the same foods all the time. They buy the foods that they're used to eating, so there's no need for me to turn the box over and read it. But you should. And that's one of the reasons that has contributed to the level of obesity in this country, especially for children. We have the highest child obesity rate in the world because parents are giving in, they're weakening at the knees, and they're feeding everything that their child is asking for. So again, you know, the alternative to the Raisin Bran and the Special K you have, and actually Special K has a rice cereal. It has nothing but rice. It actually says it on the front of the box. So just take a few minutes and read before you put it in your shopping cart.
Okay. One more question, because as you were talking, I thought about Cheerios. You're talking about you're pushing these oats. What about Cheerios?
Okay. So I actually, as a mother, and wanting to feed my kids healthy, Cheerios has been a staple in my household. I mean, now they have over 8 different varieties of Cheerios.
Yes, now. Yes.
Actually 10. Now they have, and, you know, sometimes they come out, you know, during the year, like they have pumpkin Cheerios
right.
in the fall.
Right.
They have strawberry banana. They have honey oats. They have the actual oats on the Cheerios, and now they have chocolate. So you have all of these different varieties. So the issue that I've noticed in the past couple of years, there have been recalls on Cheerios for pesticide issues. That happened back in 2023. And it happened in 2022. So
okay.
I would just lean on the side of caution when buying Cheerios. I think Cheerios are a good alternative to the other cereals, especially for your children. But because of the fact that they've had so many recalls, I would just lean on the side of caution.
Okay. Okay. I love this comparison eating, Athena. Oh, my goodness. All right. So we've covered the breakfast. Now where are we going?
We're going to lunch.
Okay.
Lunch is a big deal because lunch is in the middle of the day. And most people have who work. They have 30 minutes or they get an hour. And those of us who are trying to save money, we pack our lunch. So what are you packing? Those of us who are trying to become more health conscious and eat healthy, we're packing a salad. Sometimes it's a Caesar salad with sliced chicken on it. Sometimes it's deli meat. Pastrami, turkey, boar's head, you know, lettuce, tomatoes, mustard. Other times we pack what was left over from the night before for dinner. And we put it in the microwave, nuke it, and that's our lunch. But then along with that, we may have a side of chips, a little bag of chips. You know, just to give my lunch a little flavor.
Mm-hmm.
So, you can actually, and a lot of people, you know, they're not going to do this because it's like, okay, it's lunch. I'm just going to pack what I have here and I'm going to go. Okay, so let's start with that. Balance it out, whatever it is that you're going to pack for lunch from home. So you make yourself a nice sandwich. So it doesn't necessarily always have to be meat. You can have tuna fish. Now, there is a difference between the tuna fish that you buy. You have the whole white chunk tuna fish, and then you have the light tuna fish. So now the chunk white tuna fish has more mercury than the light tuna fish. So you may want to switch to buy and get the tuna fish in water, not oil, because they do come either packed in water or packed in oil. So it would be better to get it packed in water because the water you can strain off. And, you know, and now they have vegan mayonnaise. I use it. It's delicious. You don't
it
even
is.
Know the difference.
It
yes.
is. It is.
Yes.
It is.
Now
it
has
is.
A
delicious.
Vegan meal, and it's absolutely delicious. You would not even
it.
Know the difference. Now, my husband even uses it, and he's a Southern boy, bacon, eggs, and all of that stuff. So you can use that, and you can put parsley. Parsley, not only does it make your tuna fish look beautiful, parsley is very high in minerals, very high in minerals, and it's healthy for your body, very good for your body, very high in vitamin E and minerals. So put a little parsley on there. And so that's one area. Or if you don't want to have the tuna fish, depending on what your, you know, your dietary law is, you can make yourself a nice salad. So now, those of you who don't want to pack anything, you just want to eat out. Be very selective where you eat. I know a lot of people eat from food trucks, and that's okay because people who buy food trucks, they decided to do that because they don't want a brick and mortar. It's less costly. To own a food truck, just check out the food truck. Look at what the people that are preparing your food wearing. Do they have on hairnet? Do they have on gloves? Do they have on aprons? How many people are on the truck? It's the same people that are making your truck, handling the money. You have to look at all of those things before you go to a food truck to eat. That's very important. So once you've made that observation, you look on the menu, try to pick the healthiest choices. Now, I'm not saying it's okay to eat meat. Your body, for some people, need meat while others don't need meat. People who are anemic, yes, you should have a certain level of meat, a certain percentage of meat, because it helps build up your red blood cells. So, yes, you should eat meat, and it's just very important how it's prepared. However, those of you who choose not to eat meat, I know a lot of the food trucks, they have vegan choices. You know, you can have great salads. Now, you have something called falafel. I love falafel. So falafel is spelled F-A-L-A-F-E-L. It is a mixture of grains, and what it is chickpeas, dried chickpeas. And what they do, they grind it down. Now, chickpeas are a powerhouse food. I eat chickpeas every day. I try to anyway. And they're very high in protein, very high in protein. It's one of the highest protein beans that you can eat. So in falafel, they grind down the chickpeas. They put, it's a Middle Eastern dish, falafel, and they put all of these different spices, and they roll it up in the ball, and they fry it. But it's fried in olive oil, and they take it out. It's a nice brown color texture, and a lot of people who are vegetarians eat falafel. So you have falafel wraps. They put salad, lettuce, and tomatoes, cucumbers, and they put usually like maybe four balls inside the pita bread, wrap that up, or you can have it with rice. So check out some of the food trucks that have falafel on it. That's a great lunch to eat. It's delicious, and they put the white sauce, so you can actually ask for tahini. Tahini is basically sesame seeds. Sesame seeds are another powerhouse seed that is packed with calcium and vitamin E. So, again, always thinking about feeding your body good food. What do we say, Pastor Stephanie? When you think of your body, think of it like a treasure chest. What do you put in a treasure chest? You put valuable things. Exactly. You're putting valuable things into your treasure chest. Your treasure chest is your body. So let me put valuable things, worthy things into my body so that I can continue to benefit from it.
Yes, I got to tell you, falafel is my absolute favorite. So for those of you who are listening, I'm co-signing on the falafel. Shanti's can't stand when I go to the falafel truck. Oh, my goodness, she can't stand it. We battle all the time, and that's just because the truck issue. It's not necessarily the food, but it's the truck issue, like you said. And I love the fact, Athena, that you brought up, you know, their sanitary conditions, you know.
Absolutely.
You know, I was like, oh, my goodness, I'm giving her stars right now. You know, with the sanitary conditions. But I'm going to tell you something. Back in the day, your body is amazing. Back when I was 30 years old, well, I was going to be 30. I was right in the mouth of 30. So I have a November birthday. And what I did was I was going to have this huge 30th birthday party. And we found this man on his truck, had never heard of this falafel before, but we tried it. A coworker and I were like, oh, okay, we'll try it. And we loved it. For 30 days, Athena, I ate only a falafel wrap. And like you said, it was four balls. And I had the salad, which was lettuce, tomatoes,
yes,
onions, peppers. What else?
Cucumbers. Yes, they always put cucumbers in their salad.
Yes, cucumbers. And I love the white sauce.
Mm-hmm.
And every day, that was the only thing I ate. and I lost so much weight in those 30 days.
Yeah.
So I am definitely co-signing. Oh, we got another.
Absolutely.
We got somebody who's sending in, you know, we a thumbs up for the falafel. But it is absolutely delicious. If the truck is clean and, you know, the person who's preparing it is clean, it is something that you definitely want to get on your menu. So I'm just co-signing on that.
Yeah, so and now I just wanted to mention, because it just came to me, those of us who are live in New York State, we go down to the city, you know, on the weekends, you know, for recreation activities, whether it be Broadway plays or outings with the family, dinner, you know, a lot of these halal trucks are out there. The food smells fantastic, but stop and look. Usually it's one person. So look at what he has on. Are his hands covered with plastic gloves? Does he have on an apron? Okay. So you have to look at all of that. That's very important, because if it's one person, and normally it is, he's handling your food and he has to handle the money because you have to pay for your food. So, and even the hot dog truck, that's another thing. And no, I am not advocating eating a hot dog at all. It is one of the worst. Yes, the worst foods that your body could ever consume, because it's processed. You don't even know what it's made of. Even though it may say beef, it's still a very processed food. So, you know, you have a lot of options for lunch, a lot of different options for lunch. Now, I can hear people say, well, Ms. Athena, I'm on a budget. I don't have money like that. I got maybe the most to spend, maybe $5. That's it. So guess what? You can go and get a slice of pizza. Yes, pizza is not a bad food. I'm going to say it again. Pizza is not a bad food. Why? Now, and it all depends. Again, if you're a person who's lactose intolerant, no, you should not be eating pizza with cheese. But they have vegetable pizza. And most of the time, the vegetable pizza, it has spinach and it has tomatoes and has olives and has broccoli on it, onions. That you can have for lunch. And believe me, it's very filling. So when you go and you can get a bottle of water to wash that down with, you know, when you money is strapped, you know, and you want to get something to eat, and you go to the pizzeria, ask for a vegetable slice. Because, again, you want to think about putting the best thing into your body at that moment, whatever it is. And, no, you don't need the chips. Don't worry, but you can let the chips slide. Okay? Because chips are fried food that's stuffed in a bag. You know, I'm not trying to kill people's favorite food. You know, listen, everything is in moderation. We are human beings. We all have our weaknesses, okay? My weakness is carrot cake. And that was started by my father. And I have it once in a while when I can get to it, because there's only one place that I go to get carrot cake, and that's Lloyd's Carrot Cake. Yes, I'm going to do a quick promo for Lloyd's Carrot Cake on Broadway in the Bronx. Other than my father, the best carrot cake in the world. So what I'm saying is it's okay to have your little snacks, chips. They have the unsalted, okay? Stay away from the sour cream. And they have all of these crazy flavors now. Sodium, that's another killer for your health. You have to be careful of the sodium. Pretzels is a bummer. Why? Pretzels are packed with salt. So if you're a person, you're trying to lose weight, you're trying to watch your high blood pressure, stay away from pretzels. And if you're trying to lose weight, stay away from pretzels. They're very hard to digest, and they're packed with salt. Salt is sodium. It's the same thing. So what else can you eat? Again, you have fruit, banana, apples, strawberries. Get some fruit. Just make sure you wash it off before you eat it. So that can be a part of your lunch also. It doesn't have to be a Double Mac, Chick-fil-A, fried Parsons chicken sandwich, McDonald's, because you go to the dollar menu. You're not putting good things in your treasure chest. Because even if you only have $5, there are better alternatives for you to eat than to run to McDonald's or Chick-fil-A or Burger King or Wendy's to feed yourself. Because what happens is when you go to these places to eat for lunch and you get a soda and a burger, you know, and that just hits your $5 mark, and you take it back to the job or you sit in the park and you eat that lunch, about an hour and a half later, your stomach is churning because it's not agreeing with the processed food and the sugar and the acids that you've just poured into your treasure chest. So then what do? You go to the vending machine and you get a bottle of ginger ale to settle your stomach. So now you're adding more sugar and more acids into your body. So just take the time every day to think about what am I going to put in my treasure chest today? Because it's about longevity, being healthy for yourself and being healthy for your family. Okay, Pastor Steph?
I'm excited. I'm excited. We got like 15 minutes. So where are we going in our 15 minutes?
Because
I give this whole show to you, I would. Okay, so what we got next?
So we're going to dinner.
All right.
So again, our segment today is going from eating the bad foods that I've eaten my entire life. So I want to eat healthier now. I want to eat good food. So now dinner. Because of the way people's lifestyles are, working late, work, going to school, you get out of school late, what can I eat? So first we're going to start with those of us who are able to get home, prepare a meal. And if you have children, you have a spouse, what is the best thing that I can make? There's so many great things that you can make. So we're going to start with the meat portion. So as I stated before, meat is made in a certain way where, you know, they have halal meat, you know, for people who are religious, you know, people buy that. And you have to be careful with how it's prepared. Okay, I don't suggest fry. Those of you who choose to eat meat, you can saute your meat. You know, you put a little olive oil in a pan, you slice it up, you do your onions or your peppers, and then you put your lean meat, you know, skinless, boneless meat, or if you want to cook meat, you know, your chicken legs, chicken thighs, or lamb or whatever, you know, you can put that in a glass dish, season it with light sea salt in your seasonings, and bake your meat. Same thing with fish. It's okay. Fried fish is different from eating fried chicken. The process is different. So it's okay to have fried fish. So now, then on top of that, you want to do your grains and your veggies. When you make your vegetables, do not boil them to death. Steam your vegetable. So you can get a lot of the pots and pans that are sold now, they actually come with a steamer and it looks like a strainer. You put water in a pot, you put the strainer on top of the pot, and you put your vegetables in the strainer. and you cover it and you turn on the flame, and then that steam that rises inside, it's cooking your vegetables without it sitting in water. And you only need to do that for 10 minutes. That's it. Even less than that, because you still want to have a nice little crunch to your veggies, and then you put a little seasoning on it, and that's your veggies, your starch. Let's wean off of white rice, everyone. Those of you who have been eating white rice, it's been a part of your culture, your family, that's all you know. White rice is a downer. White rice has no nutritional value whatsoever. So what can you do to replace that? You have brown rice. Yes, it does take a little bit longer to cook. Takes 30 minutes. But then you also have quinoa, which is spelled Q-U-I-N-O-A. That you don't even have to cook. What you do, you boil a cup and a half of water. You put a half of cup. You boil the water. Once the water boils, you turn the water off. You pour a half a cup of quinoa in the water, turn off the flame, and cover it up. In about 10 to 15 minutes, you take the top off, and it's fluffed up like a pillow. It's wonderful. And quinoa, they have garlic quinoa. They have quinoa with spices and herbs. So that's another great grain that you can make. And then now you have protein pasta as opposed to the regular white pasta. The protein pasta is made with spelt, chickpea flour. It has pea protein. Basically what that is, that's split peas. So that's the best kind of pasta to buy. Barilla has protein pasta. I eat protein pasta. That's the only pasta that I put in my treasure chest. And you will feel a difference once you stop making that white rice and you switch over to brown rice or quinoa or the protein pasta. So there's your dinner. Again, don't boil your veggies. Steam your veggies. Don't fry your chicken, or if you choose to eat beef or lamb, saute or bake. Now, I know at the end of every meal, everybody's looking forward to dessert. Okay, let's not do cakes loaded with icing and keep it light, oatmeal cookies. Or if you want to do cake, do a light pound cake. Or don't do dessert at all. You don't have to have dessert after every meal. Tell your kids, we're not having dessert tonight. Your body needs a break from sugar. So it's all about training yourself and educating yourself, but also making better choices in the foods that you put in your shopping cart that's going to be brought home to feed you and your family. So what about those of us who can't, we don't have time to cook? I got to bring home takeout. Okay, so decide on where the takeout food is coming from. A lot of time it's Chinese. It's Chinese restaurants. I'm not here to put anybody out of business. But again, it's about choices. They do have on their menu a category of steamed foods. They do. A lot of the Chinese restaurants have brown rice now. Ask for it. They have it. You can actually get fried rice made with brown rice. I do it once in a while. Because on Fridays and Saturdays, our family don't cook. We eat out. Once in a blue moon, maybe once every 6 months, I'll go to the Chinese restaurant. But I get fried rice made with brown rice. It's delicious. It doesn't taste any different from that regular yellow rice that they use, which has yellow number 5 and 6 in it. Yes, I'm going to say it again. Those of you who go to the Chinese restaurant and you ask for your pork fried rice, shrimp fried rice, vegetable fried rice, that rice is, it looks that color because it has coloring in it. Yellow number 5 and 6. So ask for brown rice. Yes, I want fried rice, but I would like it made with brown rice. And the reason why I'm saying this, Stephanie, because I pretty much know what the American diet is.
Mm-hmm.
And I know, and, you know, when people are on a budget and they're going and they got to get something quick to get it home to the family to eat, that's usually the first choice is Chinese food. The second choice, let's get pizza. And again, now with pizza, every pizzeria makes their pizza different. Some put loads of cheese on their pizza, while other pizzeria, you could barely even see any cheese.
Right.
It's very important that we stop to pay attention to what we're eating. Because we have been trained to eat what we're used to eating. Let me get food and go. We're not stopping to take the time to look how it's being prepared, to read what it's made of, and lastly, what kind of effect it's going to have on my body in the long run. With most of us, and I say most, I'll say a good 90% of the population, because America is entrenched with food, so many different kinds of food from so many different kinds of cultures. And now with the culinary world booming and you have TV shows and you have all of this food, and it's good, you have your pros and cons. Because what I see that's good, people are taking more time to prepare meals at home, and I think that's great. On the bad side, there's a lot of foods that I see on the cooking shows that you should not be eating, like alligator and frog legs and all these other kinds of, no, and I have to keep it real like that. Because our bodies as human beings are not the same. Yes, we're carnivores because we have teeth as grinders, but that does not mean that you have to eat those kinds of foods. Again, we're talking about longevity, putting good things into my body so that my body can last. Again, your body is like a car. If you don't give it a tune-up, change the oil every 10,000 miles. If you don't check the coolant, if you don't check your brakes, if you don't check everything, what's going to happen to your car over time? It's not going to last as long as it could have because you didn't take care of it. So your body is the same way. And so I just want to, there was one thing I forgot to mention about lunch. Please, you don't need Skittles. You don't need the candy bar. All that's going to do is make you sleepy. And then what happens is you go get a cup of coffee. You pour all of that sugar in there and milk. So, again, it's about choices, moving away from the bad foods that you've eaten your entire life because that's what you've been used to, and knowing that now you can make better choices. Just take the time to go from the potato chips to popcorn. Popcorn is very high in fiber. Going from drinking soda to drinking coconut water, watermelon juice, or a smoothie, or just plain old water. Going from eating deli meat, pastrami, and salami to having salmon, chunk light tuna, or even eggplant.
I got a question because we're almost out of time, but I definitely want to go into something really quickly. Snack. Now, last time you were on, my home, we now eat plantain chips.
Oh.
Very. When you brought that up, we went and we just came from BJ's. We bought the whole 30-pack variety of plantain chips. We're all fighting over the plantain chips. We don't buy enough bags. This has become a new staple in the home. And I got to tell you, we have bought chips, but can I tell you, the chips have not been touched. They are still there, but all the plantain chips, the box is pretty much empty. So I wanted to let you know that you brought that up, and we took it on, and we love it. We've got some of us like the sweet plantain chips, some of us like the salted ones. I now love the garlic and the lime ones. This is just, that's what our staple. So I definitely wanted to say, you know, this, we took your advice, and we are now plantain chips. And I've always liked plantain chips. Just didn't eat them as much, but that is a staple in our home now. Number two, I wanted you to talk really quickly, because we got like a few minutes, but I wanted to talk about chia pudding, which is something that I stumbled across a while ago but did nothing with it. And today I'm waiting for my chia seeds to come in, because I stumbled across a thing where they gave like six different variations for chia pudding. Please tell me what you think of chia pudding.
Well, to be honest, I've never tried chia pudding. Now, chia seeds are very healthy for you. They go along the same line as sesame seeds, which are very high in protein. So if you are a person who has been used to eating pudding, which is nothing but dairy, cow's milk, a lot of time pudding is chocolate pudding, which has chocolate. And I'm not saying chocolate is a bad thing, because you have different kinds of chocolate. You have dark chocolate, which is what you should be eating if you are a person that does like chocolate, rather than the milk chocolate. But I've never had the chia pudding. But if you're a person that can tolerate the chia seeds, yes, you should. Chia seeds are very high in fiber and protein. They are a great source of protein. So I would add that to my diet. Yes. So I think let's give a thumbs up for chia pudding. And that's a great addition to the diet. And just very quickly, those of you who have been eating potato chips, whether it's during football season or during lunch or giving that to your kids, let's put potato chips to rest and pick up those plantain chips. Plantain chips are basically bananas, which are high in potassium and vitamin B. But plantain chips are great for your body. It's great for your skin, your hair, and your nails. So I'm giving two thumbs up to plantain chips as comparison of letting go of those potato chips, which are full of oil. Don't you notice that after you eat potato chips, your fingertips are all oily? You don't want that going into our treasure chest. But so let's put potato chips to rest, and let's pick up a bag of those plantain chips. Yes.
Okay. Really quickly. We just don't have enough time, Athena. We just don't have enough time. What about, like, I've seen the kale. You can make, like, kale chips on your own, or, like, little snacks like that. Is that something that... You've tried?
Yes, I have tried kale chips, and they're very good. They put a little bit of sea salt, and yes, that's another thing, an alternative that you can eat instead of potato chips, kale chips. Kale chips are packed with minerals, So, and minerals are very good, again, for your neurological system, for your nerves. And eating all of these greens, like seaweed and the chia seeds and sesame seeds and kale, you'll notice a difference in your hair. Your hair is much more healthier, it's shinier. You look at your nails at the tip, it looks much more whiter. That's because the minerals are feeding. They're feeding your treasure chest. So, yes, two thumbs up for kale chips.
Okay, okay, okay. One more thing. What about your sweet potato chips?
I give two thumbs up to sweet potato chips. Now, the only downer about sweet potato chips, they're very hard on the teeth. So,
okay.
One thing that my dentist told me is that be careful of hard food that you have when you bite into it, because that has a bearing on your tooth enamel. So, yes, it's a good alternative to eating potato chips, sweet potato chips. I buy sweet potato chips for our household, but I don't buy them often because they tend to be very hard. They're fried very hard. So, but yes, I'll give a thumbs up to sweet potato chips, but just periodically, yes.
Okay, okay. And last but not least, nuts.
Oh, how can you not, unless you're allergic, because there are a lot of people who are allergic to nuts, but those of you who are not, absolutely. And that takes the place of the Skittles, the M&M peanuts, and all of those different kinds of candy bars that you have stuck in the side of your office drawer. Get you a wonderful vitamin mineral packed nuts. So now you have peanuts. Now, peanuts tends to be a very high allergen nut. A lot, I'll say a good 65% of the population are allergic to peanuts. So, for those of you who can't eat peanuts, peanuts are packed. All nuts are packed with protein. Almonds, walnuts, peanuts, pistachios, they're all packed with protein. The only nut that is not very healthy to eat are cashews. Cashews are very high in saturated fat. Very high in saturated fat. So, you know, I know there are people who like it. They eat it in moderation. But, yes, you should have nuts in your home. Keep them in your car as emergency staple food. You never know when your car can break down and you go in your trunk and you have bags of nuts. Usually nuts are mixed with cranberries and sunflower seeds. Sometimes they have the little yogurt-covered raisins or cranberries. So, yes, you should definitely add nuts to your treasure chest.
All righty. Oh, Athena, I'm so sorry to see the time just evaporate. But before we go, please let people know how they can get in touch with you and give them your information, please.
Sure. So I teach nutrition and wellness workshops. I teach them in public schools, private schools, community center, group homes. So if you would like me to come out, and I make them fun and just full of information, and I give away prizes at the end when I do my Q&A, you can contact me at 718-600-1533. Or you can email me at dent, that's D as in day, E as in elephant, N as in Nancy, T as in Tony, period, the letter A, 8629@gmail.com. And you're welcome to visit my website. My website is www.unlimited with a little dash in the middle, artist.com. So that's www.unlimited-artist.com. So if you want me to come out and teach a nutrition workshop wherever you are, give me a call.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Again, for those of you who were not at the Brick and the Yoke Women's Conference back in July, Athena did one of those live presentations. And, yes, she gave away prizes. So she's not telling stories. She did give away prizes. It was a wonderful presentation to watch. And if I were you, I'd definitely get her out to your group so that she can really give a wonderful presentation. We have, for the rest of the year, we have two more times, one in October and one in December. So I'm definitely looking forward to having you back, Athena. And we got some work to do. We got some work to do. Thank you so much for our comparison eating today. This has been like really, really a wonderful segment. And we, as I always like to say, we pray that you have a blessed day.
You too, Pastor Stephanie. Again, I just want to thank you so much for giving me this platform to share what I've been blessed with. And to everyone who's listening, take the time to put good things into your treasure chest. Peace, love, and longevity, everyone.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. And for those who missed the Breaking the Yoke presentation, I just was informed that by tomorrow morning, it will be on our YouTube channel, A Closer Walk Christian Talk Show YouTube channel. It'll be there, so you have an opportunity to actually go back and play this. It'll be 5 minutes. Oh, I'm told today. It will be on today. Excuse me. It'll be on today on our YouTube channel, A Closer Walk Christian Talk Show. And you can listen to this segment again 5 minutes after this show has ended today. Blog Talk repeats. It's there on demand. So if you missed anything, you can always go back and pick up anything you've missed. So wonderful. Thank you, Athena. Have a blessed day. I want to chat
you
with
too,
you.
Stephanie. It was
thank
awesome.
You. All righty. Oh, my goodness gracious. What a blessing. What a blessing. What a blessing. Well, excuse me, it is the top of the hour on a Thursday morning, and you know what goes on. We've got our Pray for Them. Good morning, Shantice.
Good morning. How are you, Pastor Steph?
I am well. Thank you. I am well. What you got for us today?
And this week on our Pray for Them, we are praying for 33-year-old former Notre Dame running back star, Sierra Wood. Now, back in 2019, he was convicted, arrested for the death of his 5-year-old stepdaughter, I believe it was. I think it was his girlfriend's daughter. Really quick, because I was trying to condense some things, but this, I wasn't able to find a whole lot of information, but enough that showed we need to lift him up in prayer. So he was a running back for Notre Dame from 2009 until 2012, and he had a pretty good successful career. So yes, he's been sentenced from Tuesday, this past Tuesday, he's been sentenced to life for the death of his girlfriend's 5-year-old daughter at his apartment. Now, he pled guilty back in April to second-degree murder and felony child abuse. And the judge declared that he will have the possibility of parole after 10 years, which is like, wow, how are you going to do that on a murder charge? And in addition to that, the Clark County District Court judge also ordered him to serve anywhere between 28 months to 6 years for the child abuse charge, and those both of those charges have to be served consecutively. Mm-hmm. Now, the mom, whose name is Amy Taylor, who's 31, she pled guilty earlier this year to second-degree murder and felony child abuse. And that was some type of deal that she was able to make with the prosecutors. Now, the coroner's office in Vegas, which I'm assuming that's where they were, said that the child, little 5-year-old Lorea Davis, she passed April 9th of 2019 from blunt force injuries. So that sounds to me like they were just beating on her, and that's what caused the death, her death. And I was like, you know, it's really easy to look at this and say, oh, he was a star. He was convicted of this. Why are we praying for him? He's about to do a life sentence. I'm not too sure how you got sentenced to life, but then 10 years, you know, we hear the 20 to life. And after maybe 20 years, you may be eligible for parole. But I haven't found anything that states how long this is going on, possibly what his relationship was like with his girlfriend, if he was the one who actually did it, or if he was just, you know, maybe an accomplice, maybe the mother was beating her and he was just standing on the side, or he was beating her and the mother was just standing on the side, or both of them, you know. But we definitely have to lift him up in prayer, because his whole life is just gone right now. Even if, okay, they sentenced him with the life sentence, and he only did 10 years. This is following him for the rest of his life. Now, all of his accomplishments that he made, playing with the football team and all that, how important is that going to be now? You know, how many people are going to ignore this and pay attention to how many touchdowns he made or helped to make, or whatever the case may be? I'm praying for the girlfriend. We don't know what was going on with her. They're still young, 31 and 33 years old as of now. So when this first took place, they were in their late 20s. We don't know what their mental state was, their emotional state. All we know is that we hear a lot of, oh my goodness, a lot of these women who get with these men, and now the men and or the women and the men now are, the children are dying at their hands. You know, praying for his attorney, that they don't, even though they're defending him, they don't try to do whatever they need to do to cause reasonable doubt if he is guilty, or if he just stood to the side, or even if he knew this was going on. Like, okay, I wasn't the one who was literally hitting her, but I knew the girlfriend was, but I never did or said anything, you know, but that he doesn't try to do whatever he needs to do to get him off that. Whatever sentence God needs him to serve, his attorneys will not try to feed into that. And praying for everyone else, you know, who's looking on. You know, we hear a lot more of this with, quote-unquote, everyday people. We don't really hear about too many celebrities, even though there are a few, but too many celebrities being caught up in a situation like this. But just praying for, if he's never heard of God before, that he takes on a God. If this is God's opportunity to reintroduce himself, that he gets turned back on to God, because he's definitely going to need him in order to mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually get through whatever sentence that he serves.
Alrighty.
And praying for the rest of the family, you know, because, I'm sorry, a lot of people, you know, only focus on the parents, but a lot of these children have family that care for and love these children as well. So praying for the family, that they're able to hold it up and keep it together as well.
Okay. I did read this, and that was one of the reasons why I actually did not bring it up during the week, is because there was very vague information about this story. Like you said, you know, they did not give any details for him or the mother. So I thought that was really interesting that neither one of them had any of their actual behavior exposed. So you really don't know if, like you said, if they're together or if one was just a bystander and allowed this to happen. So it was one of the reasons why I didn't. And interestingly, you are bringing this to the table. So let's take this moment to go before the Lord. Dear Heavenly Father God, we come before you as we do from week to week, lifting up these individuals who have become famous, who are well known, who are well loved, who are idolized, and now they're infamous for their behavior. And now some of the unscrupulous, illegal, immoral behavior has surfaced. And we have this individual at the top and the helm of a child abuse and a child murder case of a very young child. And what do we say to you? Whether he was the actual culprit and he dealt the blows that ended this life, or whether he did nothing and he was aware, maybe even watched or heard this treatment and abuse of this innocent child. What do we say to you? What do we say to you when everybody knows murder is wrong? Everyone knows that abuse is wrong. Whether they feel they have an explanation for it, an excuse for it, it's pretty much knowledgeable that it's wrong. But we're so grateful because you are God. Where no sin is above the next sin, where no behavior is worse than, where every life matters, whether we're innocent or guilty, it matters to you. Your word says that you don't want to see any of us perish. You didn't give conditions. You didn't say, well, you know, if you're guilty and murder other people, you know, you could be on a whole nother list. I don't care about you. You care about these two lives who have just been sentenced as much as you care about that child's life. And some people may not be able to fathom what that's about. How could God, you know, love people like this? They may not have even known that they would behave like this, but you did. Nobody may have understood the fate of this little girl, but you did. And we know, God, as tragic as this is, there is a plan on the table. There's a plan. And Lord, as these two individuals have clearly just thrown their hands up and given up their lives, we know that you have not given up on them. And that's why we are before you today. It's very easy for us to hate, to despise, to be angry, to disregard these lives. But we know what these lives mean to you. And was the behavior despicable, whether you actually committed the act or whether you just stood there and by omission you allowed this to happen? Absolutely. But we don't have any time right now, because you've given this name, these two people, for Shantice to call out to you this morning. And we're asking you, dear Heavenly Father, to reach just the innermost parts of them, that they would be remorseful and repentant, and that they would feel what they've done. This poor child cannot feel anything, and we don't even want to imagine what she felt at the hands of such hate. We can't pray for her, but we can surely pray for these two. Anyone else who knew about this who said nothing? We're praying for her other family members, her father. We're praying for her family who can't understand, what did God just allow? How could God allow her to go through all of this? We're lifting them up before you as well. There's so many people that need to be in your bosom right now regarding this particular instance. And the best part about who you are is ain't nobody slipping out your grasp. Nobody is going to not get held, and no one has to wait their turn, and you can give attention across the board. You can give each individual the attention that they need, because everybody doesn't need the same thing right now in this case. And we're so grateful, because that's who you are. That's the kind of God that we have served. The gifts and talents that you've given this individual, he's just thrown this in the sea of forgetfulness. Because like Shanti said, this will follow him all the days of his life. Whether he ever hits this concrete again, or if he spends the rest of his life behind bars, this will be, in comparison to the just the way Athena gave the comparison from good food and bad food, that'll be the same thing he is going to be facing for the rest of his life. But you can always do something with it if he position himself. So we're praying to Heavenly Father that the two shall meet, that he would stand at attention and give you his life, that no matter what he's feeling, that he doesn't feel sorry for himself and walks off and, you know, just keeps his head held low, but that he understands that this is an opportunity to give his life to you. And if that life is spent in four walls, that he would have deserved that sentence, and that he would be willing to give his life to you so that you could make best of whatever days he has left. That the mother, whether she issued some of the blows or whether she was just a bystander and allowed this to happen, that she too, you gave her a gift of a child. And how did she squander that gift away? We pray that she understands exactly what happened with her. What went wrong? How did she fall through the cracks? How did you become a participant in one shape, form, or fashion or the other? Lord, there are so many children crying out to you right now. There is a war on our children. These innocent children who have done nothing but exist, down to the father who just gave the baby gasoline because he just didn't even want the baby to exist. 4 months he had been here. Lord, we're crying out for your children. We just got finished praying for your children and these schools and their relationships with their parents and their relationship with their teachers. We're crying out to you again because they're suffering for no reason at all, but we know there's a plan behind this. We may not be able to figure it out. We may not be able to see it. We may not be able to understand it, but your sovereign will prevails. Your sovereign will prevails. So we're crying out to you, dear Heavenly Father, for this young man, this young woman, every single family member, and all the children who are facing exactly what's going on in their lives like this little girl had to suffer. And we're trusting you, God, for the results. We're trusting you for change. We're trusting you that their children who are calling out to you right now and you're answering their little prayers. We thank you for being on the job, that just because it happened did not mean that you were not aware and you don't care. We thank you for introducing yourself to us in a special way that we're not scratching our heads the same way other people are, but that we're trusting you for the big things. We give you the glory and the honor that you are the life changer right now. That all of this can turn around and go in a much different direction than the two of them just spending the rest of their lives in jail. Thank you. Thank you for hearing our cry. Precious name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Thank you, Shantese.
Thank you.
All righty. Have a blessed day.
You too.
Thank you. You know, what a wonderful God. You know, I get so excited when we're having Athena on because she comes with such a wealth of information. I give God thanks when he gives us someone to pray about because that's another way of us getting to know who he is, how great, big, wonderful he is, how amazing and awesome he is, because we can watch things happen, watch the good come out of bad, watch something turn on when it was off, watch something that was all on turn off and off turn on. Thank you for being privy to all of this. He's an amazing God. Help me in this vineyard, this kingdom here on earth. Help me. I mean, help me. How many people are you coming across, but you're not witnessing to? You're not bringing them and drawing them to Christ. Come on, help me. Let's work together and get this done, okay? You've been listening to It's Due Time with Pastor Steph. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. where we discuss matters of the heart, mind, and spirit. As you go through your day, be sure to set your mind on things that are above, not on things that are on the earth. They will only serve as a distraction. Remember, prayer changes things. It's Pastor Steph signing off, and I want to thank my Due Time crew for always coming through big time. Thank you for hanging out with us today and learning that comparison of the good foods versus the bad foods. I hope you took notes. Hope you wrote down everything. If not, go back and listen. And 5 minutes after this show has ended, it will be on display for you to play it back. Please do not miss this opportunity to give your life to Christ right now. Please do not miss this opportunity to strengthen that relationship with the Lord right now, because later is not promised to any of us. So join us tonight, God spares, 7:30 at the YouTube channel, A Closer Walk Christian Talk Show, as we review A Reasonable Doubt. Reasonable Doubt, Hulu original series. I've been watching it to refresh. Man, it is crazy. Come on, join us. Brother Ainsley, Shantese, and myself, Coach for Christian Life, Facebook Live. We can't wait to talk. Make sure you pick up Athena's presentation today also on a Closer World Christian Talk Show. Listen, we try to bring you the best at all times from every different angle. I love you. We'll be right back.